I first started in, I believe it was 2019, so just before COVID years. And yeah, started as an adult, so I was kind of mid-20s. And I've only been at Eton Socon Football Club. That's my only team that I've played for. So yeah, I didn't play when I was younger. I mean, a little bit at school and on the streets with other kids.
Did you do any other sports?
Yes, so I was actually playing hockey. So hockey was my main sport, and I played that since I was really young. Stopped when I finished uni. Came back home and I got into rugby. So I used to play for St. Neots Ladies Rugby. And then, yeah, switched to football, new challenge.
And never looked back.
Never looked back. Well, I have been involved in rugby a little bit here and there, and I absolutely love it.
We're keeping her.
Yeah.
The very sporty Vicky Wilkinson with it. Well, let's turn to Cara now, because Cara, you know, you play for Eton Socon Ladies as well, but you teach kids, don't you, to play with their football. Tell us about that.
So I'm a teacher at a local school here.
Can I
name them? Of course
okay,
you can. Cross the Junior School.
Woo!
So yeah, I'm a teacher there, and I've been there for about 9 years. And when I first, came, there was not really a girls' team. So I kind of set it up, brought it up from the ground, and we have weekly PE lessons now involving football and clubs after school, and we've got a team that's done really, really well, and we have about 30 girls in the school now that play regularly, and obviously have joined clubs outside of school as well. So yeah, it's really exciting.
You're pretty much illustrating what I was saying with my first question, that years ago there were very few girls playing football, but those who did had to play with the boys, and now any girls who want to play can join a girls team, which is which is fantastic,
and have their own space to play as well.
Absolutely.
Not just with the boys. It's great.
Absolutely. What do you think have been your biggest achievements, Vicky, since you joined Eton Socon Ladies?
Well, we won the league a couple of years ago. That was incredible. Yeah, that was just massive. And also winning the FA County Cup, that was 2 seasons ago now. So yeah, that was just incredible. It's just in the County Cup, we had, I think, over 800 people attend at St. Neots Football, St. Neots Town Football Club to come watch us. And again, last season as well, unfortunately we lost, but it was just incredible for the turnout. The atmosphere was insane. Yeah, it was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
And Carol, we've been talking about the Lionesses retaining the trophy, because where they run it 3 years ago. Was there an upsurge then in young girls wanting to play football because of what they'd seen on TV?
Yeah, so obviously the kids came in school, there was a buzz around it. They were all chatting about it, wanting to know where the local teams were. Lots of parents were emailing in, actually, saying, where can my child go to play football in the local area. It just created such an amazing buzz, and from that lots of opportunities came into school through funding, through the FA, so lots of initiatives came from that, basically. So for, as a teacher who loves football myself, it was absolutely fantastic. I loved it.
So are you all set for a similar upsurge now?
I really hope so.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What are your hopes for the coming season then, Vicky?
To win.
Well, obviously.
So going from last season, that was my first season being captain for Eton Socon Ladies, and I went to our manager. I said, I just want our players to enjoy the season, to get involved as much as possible, to try and grow women's football. And then going fast forward to this season coming up, we've now established a player pathway from St. Neots Town Youth, with girls coming up, growing up, to be fed through to Eton Socon Football Club to play for the Eagles. And we've also set up Women's Football Coaching Network as well. So all the players that are from St. Neots Town Youth and Eton Socon Football Club and elsewhere have come together to get FA qualifications to then be able to coach young girls. So we'll be the role models in that.
Well, let's ask you the final question then, Cara. If there's any young girls or their mums or their grandparents who are listening right now and they're thinking, come on, you need to get involved, how can someone get in touch?
So obviously if you go to Eton Soakham football page on Instagram, you can message us, but we also have the St Neots Coaching Network, that's right, isn't it, Vicky? So they can message us on there. We do have some wildcat sessions that we run on a Sunday, which is basically if you've not played football before or you have and you just want to come along and have a bit of fun, they're on every Sunday at the Common, apart from at the moment it's just the summer holidays, but after summer holidays we'll be back. So they can message us on any of those accounts, and we'll get back to you and let you know where you can go.